Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, want to welcome you in tonight to the all new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway tonight, we'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and we love to hear from all of our listeners across the country. You can email the show at info@eradiosports.com. Well, here we go. The countdown is on to the start of the college football season. Next weekend, we got a big game here. The Oklahoma Sooners will be in town to face Houston, and here tonight to provide the helping hand, we've invited the executive editor of Athlon Sports, that is Mitch Light, as he is set to preview Athlon Sports Top 25. Good evening, Mitch.
Good evening. It's always nice to talk college football. I was waiting for the call this year. I think we're a few weeks later than last year, but always great to talk college football.
Well, we've got the calendar marked, and certainly leading the way. It's very interesting in your magazine. No surprise, in that number one slot, you have got penciled in the Alabama Crimson Tide, and this is truly, it's the ultimate power program that's won four national championships in 7 years, and I've definitely learned one thing. You can never bet against Nick Saban.
Yes, and, you know, if you would have said 10 years ago, with this landscape of college football, with money pouring in from all the conferences, facilities good everywhere, you know, is a program capable of going on such a run of 4 and 7 years? I would say no way. And, you know, it's not like it was 30 years ago where only a handful of teams really were, we're trying to be really good and have the resources. Like I just said, everyone's trying, and it's impressive. And, you know, we've learned, as everyone else who does predictions, you know, you give Nick Saban and that staff the benefit of the doubt. Every year at this time, we're kind of wondering who's going to play quarterback for Alabama, and it ends up not mattering much. They've got, they've got the running game, although they don't have the proven runners this year, but they definitely have the talent there, and they've got the defense. So, to us, at least, Alabama was the easy answer at number one.
Okay, so Mitch, let's have some fun here. Let's give the college football fans an opportunity to dream a bit. Who is going to knock off Alabama? Who's going to provide that big test?
Well, if you go by recent history, and if you're an Ole Miss fan, you'd say, well, I think it's Ole Miss. They've been 2 years in a row.
Okay.
But as you're looking down the schedule, you know, they do have some of the difficult road games. I mean, their challenging games are on the road. You know, the USC game, a neutral site, you know, I think they'll win that game, but it'll be a challenge. They play at Ole Miss, they play at Arkansas, they play at Tennessee, and they play at LSU. I mean, that's four. They're I'm looking at their schedule. That, you know, all their home games are almost gimmies. The road games are the challenges. If I'll pick one, I'll say Tennessee, to me, will be their most challenging game, especially if Tennessee gets off to the start that it thinks it will, and its fans here in the state of Tennessee think it will. That'll be a great environment there in Knoxville. And remember, Tennessee almost beat Alabama down there in Tuscaloosa last year. I think they missed two or three field goals in the 19-14 loss. So, you know, I think Alabama's deserving of its number one spot in the preseason, but wouldn't shock me at all if they lost at least one game in the regular season.
Okay, Mitch Light, the executive editor of Athlon Sports right there in Nashville, Tennessee, is joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio. Check us out online, sbnationradio.com, and I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. So talk to me about this in terms of, before we shift gears and talk about another team, what is Nick Saban's formula for success? Because he's not letting up.
You know, he's a great coach, but it's about the players, and they just, you know, look at the recruiting rankings, and it's just every year, you know, I think they've won four or five straight recruiting national titles, if you believe that such things exist. But even when they're not, they're top five. And I think, you know, they've had a recent run of transfers. Some guys, they've lost some guys in the defensive backfield. But what I think he's done a really good job, especially on defense, is keeping these four- and five-star guys in the fold, playing them early, and then they kind of emerge as leaders in their third or fourth year on campus. You know, Reuben Foster is a perfect example. A kid from Auburn, Alabama, who was one of the top recruits in the country 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's his time. He's the senior. He's the guy that's on the cover of all the magazines. He's the star. They just keep recycling. They keep putting out these elite players. And it's a great coaching staff, too. And there's a culture down there. There's a culture of accountability. You know, Lane Kiffin's a great offensive coordinator. So I'd say it's, you know, 80% players, 20% coaching.
You know, it's interesting, too, because, Mitch, you bring up in the Athlon Sports preseason magazine that for most teams, when you lose a Heisman Trophy winner, a starting quarterback, and seven key players from the front seven, you know, that's going to be the sign of a rebuilding year, but not so for Alabama. It's, you know, the question is, you're talking about who's going to become that next superstar and that next pro prospect.
Yeah, I mean, it's the running back position. They lose Kenyon Drake, who was a really good backup, and obviously Derrick Henry, who's doing good things here in Nashville. And, you know, Bo Scarborough is the next guy in line than Damian Harris, a kid from Kentucky. Like, I think I'm a good barometer for recruiting because I don't really follow recruiting that much, just enough because of my job, because I cover college football. I've heard of all these Alabama guys because they were all, you know, top 200, top 100 national prospects. So it's like they just, there's not many guys on there too deep that you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. I remember, you know, I remember when he signed with Alabama. He was great. And so it's just, you know, there's, it's not a perfect team. You know, again, their quarterback is untested, whether it's Cooper Bateman or, you know, maybe the freshman, the kid from Houston, who's had a good camp. They lose some guys at linebacker, but it's just that it's that next man up, that next wave mentality, which every program preaches, but very few programs can actually produce the type of players that Alabama does.
Well, Alabama, the names change, but the results do not. So let's shift gears. Let's talk about the Florida State Seminoles. You have them penciled in at number 2. Tell us why. You've got a lot of confidence in Jimbo Fisher. Another, 10-win season last year?
Yeah, you know, in a rebuilding year last year, losing a lot of key guys from the national championship, you know, run. They still had a very, very good year. You know, they lost in a fluky play to Georgia Tech, and then they obviously lost, you know, to Clemson, beat them. You know, it was a 10-point game, but beat them soundly, and then they lost the ball game. But just from an overall roster, you know, if you go 1 through 86, I think they're probably second to Alabama in the country as far as overall talent. And, you know, the big thing with them is the quarterback situation.
Right.
We spent all summer wondering if it's going to be Sean McGuire or DeAndre Francois, the redshirt freshman. Now McGuire's hurt for, you know, he's going to be out for the first few games. So now it's, you know, they've got no choice but to go with Francois, which is probably a good thing against Ole Miss. But, you know, Dalvin Cook, an unbelievable talent running back who could win the Heisman Trophy. And his productivity from a yards per carry standpoint was fantastic. Phenomenal defensive line, you know, Derwin James, great safety, kind of that next All-American Florida State safety. And then you got to talk about the schedule. It's not, there's not that many potential hurdles. You know, you got Ole Miss on a neutral field, at Louisville, and Clemson at home are the three games that you really need to worry about if you're a Florida State fan. Now, you sure, you play North Carolina at home, you go to Miami. Those are games you have to play well to win, but those aren't the, you know, the games of the century. They don't have as many of those as maybe as a team like Alabama does.
Okay, so we've hit on the ACC, the SEC. What about, let's head out to the Big Ten. What about the Ohio State Buckeyes? I know they always have national title aspirations, but do they have the ingredients? Do they have the talent, Mitch, to make it happen?
Yeah, well, they've got the talent. Now, I don't know if they have the experience. This is a little bit of a leap of faith here with Ohio State because of, you know, if you, all you had to do was watch the NFL draft to realize how much talent they lost. No team lost more front-end talent. The one thing they do have coming back is JT Barrett, who, you know, obviously will be the quarterback this year, barring injury last year. A lot of drama at that position. You know, maybe some of it's revisionist history, but, you know, you listen to the Ohio State people, they say there wasn't harmony at that position. Barrett didn't play well in the preseason, all that stuff. So I think they do have what it takes. You know, we've picked them third overall, so we think they'll be a college football playoff team. Scheduled not overly taxing either. They go to Oklahoma on September 17th in a huge game for both programs. But quite frankly, if they lose that game and win out, and this is a team that will continue to get better, they could still make the playoffs, depending on what happens. So just sort of like Nick said, you know, Nick Saban, you kind of trust him that he's going to field the team that's going to compete for a title. I think we're there with Urban Meyer at Ohio State, the way he's recruited the last 3 years.
Okay, so Mitch, just quickly, we're running out of time. You mentioned Oklahoma, that game in Norman on the 17th of September. What kind of season is Bob Stoops going to have this year?
Pretty good. I mean, I think they're the clear pick number one in the Big 12. You know, we've got to pick six overall right outside the playoff projections. Baker Mayfield, obviously one of the better quarterbacks in the country. Great running back tandem there.
Oh, yeah.
With Mixon and Samaje Perine. A little concerned about the wide receiver position. Shepard was such a good playmaker for them. Who's going to step up out there at that position? And defense should be good. I don't know if it's great. It's going to be good. But quite frankly, the Big 12 has a lot of good teams. I don't know how many great teams there are. So I think Oklahoma's a safe pick in the Big 12.
Executive editor of Athlon Sports, reach out to our audience across the country, Mitch, where they can go and get a copy of the magazine.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. Go to athlonsports.com/store. You can buy any of our magazines. We still got a couple weeks before the season, so you can get it before the season starts. We've got regional magazines for Big 12, Big 10, ACC, Pac-12, every power conference. So again, athlonsports.com/store.
Always a true pleasure. Mitch Light, the executive editor of Athlon Sports. Thanks so much for joining us right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. We're getting ready to have some Astros talk with Brian McTaggart, the Astros beat writer with MLB.com.